Hello, hello. Welcome to the show. I'm Joy Dooling, and you are listening to the Joy of Membership podcast. This podcast is for membership leaders. So we talk about strategies for attracting, engaging, and retaining members. But that's not entirely the focus of the show, because let's be honest here, there is no shortage of advice out there on best practices in membership. What we need to talk about is how to actually make those things possible in the real world, how to be absolutely sure that growth practices are going to stick, how to make those things easier, more consistent, and even automatic in some cases. Sound good? Then stick around because we're about to jump into it. Hey there, Joy Dooling here, host of the Joy of Membership podcast. If you are a first-time listener, welcome to the show. I'm glad to have you here. And of course, if you are a return listener, you are warmly welcomed and appreciated here too. You are the reason why I show up in front of this microphone each week. This week's topic has been inspired by several recent conversations that I've had with membership organizations that tell me what I can only describe as tales of woe about their membership software, or more specifically, about their membership software vendor. Now, this isn't an unusual topic to arise in my conversations, given my area of consulting. The part that has surprised me lately is the level of dissatisfaction that has been expressed. These are organizations that don't hate their software per se. In most cases, there are a few things that they wish it would do differently, but I haven't run across any that had membership software that simply didn't work at all. Instead, the expressions of dissatisfaction have been intensely focused on the vendor relationship. Organizations feel disconnected, disenchanted, underserved, ignored, underappreciated, and in a couple of recent cases, financially abused. These customers bring their stories to me in part because my business name, The Joy of Membership, reminds them of what they actually want running their membership to feel like. They also bring those stories to me because the experience that my clients share sounds different than what they are used to getting from their software vendor. The truth is that any membership organization relies on good software to manage their member data. But what happens when that software vendor becomes a hindrance instead of a help? How can you tell if your relationship with your membership software vendor is headed in the wrong direction? Let me start by sharing a few red flags. Red flag number one. Your vendor is unresponsive to your needs. You should be able to rely on your membership software vendor for prompt and helpful customer service. If you are constantly having to chase them down for answers or help, that's a bad sign. Red flag number two, your vendor doesn't seem to understand your organization's needs. A good membership software vendor will take the time to learn about your organization and your specific needs. If they're not interested in doing that, they're not going to be able to help you with the best possible service. Red flag number three, your vendor is inflexible. As your organization grows and changes, your membership software needs will change too. If your vendor isn't willing or able to make changes to their software to meet your needs, that's a problem. And the final red flag I'll mention is that your vendor is always trying to upsell you. A good membership software vendor will sell you the features you need, not the ones they want to push. If they're trying constantly to get you to buy things that you don't feel like you need, be wary. If you are seeing any of these red flags, your relationship with your membership software vendor is probably on the wrong path, and it may be time to consider looking at options. Don't be afraid to shop around and compare vendors until you find one that is a better fit. Now, sometimes when I talk with organizations about software challenges, they are clearly stressed about how much the shift is going to cost. And I get it. We all want to be good fiscal stewards, and everyone is trying to do more with less nowadays. Yet there are a number of reasons why staying in a bad software vendor relationship can be costly. First of all, when you're not happy with your software, it's likely that you're not using it to its full potential. That means you're not getting the most out of your investment, and you may even be paying for features that you're not using. In addition, if you're not happy with your software, you probably waste a lot of time trying to solve problems and find support. Another reason why staying in a bad software vendor relationship can be costly is because it can actually impact your organization's reputation. If your software isn't allowing you to deliver the kind of member experience that your members expect, you may find that they don't stick around very long. This leads to leakage, and it prevents your organization from growing. And then the last piece that I'll mention is that staying in a bad software relationship often impacts your team, whether your team is paid staff or volunteers. If they find your software frustrating, they're not going to be as productive as they could be. They may avoid the software altogether and resort back to doing things manually or not at all. Please note that I don't mean to sound all doom and gloom with this, but I've just seen so many organizations in vendor relationships that are shockingly terrible. There are other options out there, and you don't have to stay in a bad relationship. When you are exploring new options, I suggest that you do two things ahead of time. I mention these from experience, and it will save you a lot of trouble and heartache later on if you do these. First, define your needs. What are you actually looking for in a membership software vendor? Is it just a prettier, easier to update site? Or are there key features and functionalities that you are missing now? Make a list of must-haves and nice-to-haves. This will help you narrow down your options because there are a lot of options out there and it's easy to get overwhelmed. Secondly, get input from others in your organization, especially if those individuals are going to be involved in future acceptance of the product. It's better to get their thoughts on the front end rather than going through a selection process and finding out that they had something very different in mind and they don't like the approach that you thought was perfect. Now, if you feel like maybe you are in a bad relationship with your software vendor and you want to chat about the options that might be available to you, my door is open. For more than 16 years, I've been using all sorts of software solutions to help my clients run their memberships more easily. I'll be happy to provide some insights. You can jump on my calendar for a completely free consult at joywebmembership.com/consult. I'm also delighted to connect on LinkedIn. Drop a message with your connection request so that I'll know you're a listener of the podcast or a reader of the blog. When I know you're out there and the kinds of things that you're working on, I not only have a clearer picture of what sort of content I should be creating here, I can also pass along resources to you when things that are relevant cross my desk. And that wraps us up for this week. Next week, I'll be back with another topic aimed at making your membership easier to run and growth easier to attain. In the meantime, take care. Hey there, you made it all the way to the end. Bravo to you. I'm back in just one last time to remind you that there's a free one-page PDF available over at the website that shows you more than 20 ways that technology could be supporting your efforts to attract, engage, and retain more members. It's actually broken down into the stages of the member journey, so you'll know exactly where each piece fits. And everything that's on that one-pager can actually be automatically done for you with software that costs less than $1,000 per year. So if you haven't already grabbed it, you can get your copy at joyofmembership.com/tech. joyofmembership.com/tech. TECH. Have a great week, and I'll see you next time.